Blog Talk Radio.
This is Merle with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Oh, let's see. Let me look out the window. No, it's a partly cloudy day outside, as they call it, or maybe a partly sunny day. I'm not sure how you would describe it. But it's warm, and I'm here in New York City. Yes, that's it. Yeah, I don't know what you guys have been hearing about New York, probably like every other city with its problems. But I'm here, and what the show is going to center on food and travel, because we're going to be going to the town of Columbia in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, to a restaurant called Prudhomme's Lost Cajun Kitchen. Sharon and David Prudhomme are the owners, and Sharon is going to talk with us. She's considered to be the mayor of Columbia. Like, she knows, like, oh, not only what's going on, but places to visit and things like that. And she'll also talk about her, of course, the restaurant, the history of the restaurant, and, of course, the cuisine of the restaurant. And so, speaking of food, you know, I got to my favorite.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yes, and you can get these absolute wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. So, that was Esther and Eunice clucking away as usual. They were saying hello, and I don't know, they might want to talk. I think they want to talk to Sharon when she comes on, because they met her when they were down there in Columbia. So what I'd like to do, actually, is... Well, I'd like to start off with a song. Josh Groban. I love it.
When troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Positive side here in New York City. For those of you who are looking to come to New York, the big celebrations are going on in Queens County, not in Manhattan, where everybody runs to. It's Queens County where you, when you get off the plane at two of the airports, they are in Queens. And the celebrations involve the 75th anniversary of the 1939 World's Fair and the 50th anniversary of the 1964 World's Fair. And to kind of quickly let you know, actually I believe there's one building that's still left from the 1939 World's Fair that's been there that I don't know what it was at the time, but it became actually the first United Nations building, while they were constructing the one in Manhattan, which then became the New York City Pavilion for the 1964 World's Fair. And it still remains as a, it's called the Queens Museum. And then there is the, there's from the 64 World's Fair, the Science Pavilion remained, and it's a huge science center, one of the best in the country here. And then there is a theater there. It's now called Queens Theater. It used to be called Theater in the Park. Well, I don't know why they changed it to Queens Theater, because it's Theater in the Park. This is the Flushing Meadows Corona Park. And the eyesore that people notice is from the New York State Pavilion, all around that area. And it's an eyesore because it hasn't been maintained. And for people who've seen the movie, Men in Black. That's what the thing in the background, that tall structure that they see there. That's the from the State Pavilion. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but yeah, they want to renovate it or something, and it costs so many millions of dollars, and there's nothing in the park that they really need to do that. Flushing Meadows Corona Park, I mean, it has it all, and it's right near the U.S. Tennis Center, and it's also near the what used to be Shea Stadium is now Citi Field. Let's see what else they have. And just about any kind of things you want to... Oh, yeah, there's a zoo. I forgot about the zoo. There's a zoo. What else is there? You know, and the kind of things that, you know, that you can get from the park. There's a... I don't know whether they call it a pond. I guess a river. There's a river there. So they have boating. Across from there is the Queens Botanical Gardens. So there's definitely a lot to do in that area. It's kind of like it's Flushing, and it's I guess Corona. Maybe you want to call it Corona Heights, I think. And so that's pretty good. I haven't attended anything yet. I've been writing about a lot of it. I think the next thing coming up is Louis Armstrong is being celebrated because he performed at the World's Fair. And in Queens is also the Louis Armstrong Museum. It's actually the house that he lived in Corona. And you can, but archives, though, are kept at Queens College over at the City University at Queens College, also in Flushing, but not that area, Flushing. Flushing's a very big area. And there's definitely to keep you busy and lots to see. So my suggestion, if you do come to New York, take that in. It's too forgotten because everybody goes into Manhattan. And it's probably also less crowded. The U.S. Open, I think, is August is when the U.S. Open is going on. Come on over. And now waiting for my caller. I'll give her about another minute, and then I'm just going to call. That's what I'm going to do. I'll just pick up. I could do that. you know, when I do that, she's going to say, oh, I was just going to call. But let's see if I can do this here. Let's put in the phone. I'm allowed to say the phone number because oh, God, now you're going to put the light on in here. You know, because I got to type this in here. And one thing I have trouble with, I guess, I was never really great at where the numbers are located. I always have to look. I don't know. That was, okay, I think I got it. 717-417-06. And I'm dialing now. Call failed or was not answered. Okay, 717-684-1706. I'll try it again. Now the phone's ringing.
Thank you for calling Prudhomme's Lost Cajun Kitchen in Columbia. We are officially closed on Mondays, reopening Tuesday at 4:30. 4:30 to 11 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday, opening at 11 a.m., closing at midnight. And Sunday, we are open at 11 and closing at 9 p.m. Check all listings and schedules at www.lostcajunkitchen.com. Hope to be seeing you soon. And don't forget, you check in while you're here on your phone on Facebook.
Okay. I guess, well, at least you got to hear that. Well, maybe that'll, like, you know, move her to remember that she needs to call. Well, I guess it's, let's play a little music here. Oh, we got the, and I needed to get some, there's some new songs, huh? I don't know. Okay, all right. Let's see. Okay, how about this?
Oh, no,
there are more.
Yeah. Hoy yo quiero hacerte el amor. Ya no me digas que no. Tú sabes.
Enjoy yourself. Let's go. Here we go. Bye.